التسعينات اف ام، طرب ومغنى.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on Radio 90s FM. So today we're going to be talking about social norms. And these social norms have been changing constantly in society, and it can't stay in one certain position for a long period of time. Now, one day, an action that was perceived as normal, now it has been condemned as or deemed inappropriate or unacceptable. So we can say that these social norms are always changing and they can never stay put. But you can lose yourself when you're constantly chasing the social norms and how to conform to these norms. So you can be deemed as a person that is normal or the right version of a person. But nothing or not everything that you will do is going to be accepted because of the impossible standards on the internet. The internet puts these standards, and some of them, they know that no one can ever reach these because you're not supposed to. No one can ever reach these things because these standards are only going to fit one specific type of people, and those are the upper class people, the people with money, the people who can afford to make these big changes just so they can stay on top of these norms. And the fact that you don't conform by these rules, it's not a problem, because sometimes the rules are just so ridiculous that no one should even be following them. For example, the social norms may be look in a specific way, you have to act in a specific way, or your hair has to be like this, or you have to go into this direction for your life and not do this major perhaps. But these may not be appropriate for you because you have aspirations to be some kind of person, you have aspirations to be or to do something different with your life that not many people may do. Another example that we might observe is that society expects women to act in a certain way and to basically make them quiet. And if they are not quiet or they don't sit or act in a certain manner, they're either perceived as aggressive or not feminine enough. So these social norms are not really applicable for everyone because not everyone is the same. So you can't be chasing a social norm that is not applicable to you, because as a person we have to act the way that we are, and it's not good for you to lose yourself into being something that someone else wants you to be. And speaking of that, we're gonna go on this short break. So this is Dear Society by Madison Beer.
Sleepless nights and cigarettes, my daily dose of internet, and all the things I should have quit but never did. Oh, evil voices in my head. I woke up in a strange bed. I lost my phone in Amsterdam. It's 5 a.m. I'm a natural disaster, but even after all that I do, it's you who's gonna be the death of me. And none of this matters. It's you, it's you. You're bad for my health.
should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Yeah, you're bad for my health, you should hurt somebody else. You're bad for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Oh baby, you're so bad for my health. Diets that I shouldn't try, it feels like social suicide. And honestly, it's cyanide, I'm born to die. Been 21 since 17, thanks to all the magazines. And sometimes I just wanna scream and break my screen. I'm a natural disaster, but even after, all that I do with you is gonna be the death of me. And none of this matters, baby, it's you, it's you. You're bad for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Yeah, you're bad for my health, you should hurt somebody else. You're bad for my health, I should probably get some help. I can't control myself, I'm addicted to the hell. My heart is getting sick from the tar that's on your lips. Oh baby, you're so bad for my health. Dear society, push me to the edge, so here's some clarity. The truth is you're the one who's always there for me. With my daily dose of internet and all the things that I should quit but can't.
And we're back. So these social norms are basically, some of them are toxic traits that invoke these stereotypes that inhumanely categorize how some people should act. So for example, social media and the internet in general associates with Arabs with horrible attacks on institutions, on families, on everything. And it's stuck to the point that if you see an Arab person or a European person walk through airport security, who is more likely to get checked? It's an Arab person, because of what is portrayed on the internet. So these norms are not always a good thing, or it's not always on the bright side. Sometimes it's really harming to specific types of people because they can't get away from these norms because everyone expects them to be a certain thing, to the point that even their parents that are in this specific type of people start believing that too. So you see in future generations that maybe in, for example, Arab families, you can only be a doctor or an engineer. It's like the social norms have been influencing the parents negatively, so they bring up children with these toxic traits, and these toxic traits continue to evolve and evolve, and then it's passed down from one generation to another. So these stereotypes are basically bringing down people for simply being who they are. Yes, I am this specific type of person, but it doesn't mean that this stereotype is basically describing who I am. Maybe I want to do something different with my life. Maybe I act in a specific type of way that is not conforming to these norms. Now, the internet manipulates our thoughts since we are developing from a young age. So it makes us think that being different is inappropriate or frowned upon. But in reality, being different is actually what changes the world. Because if we have the same type of person, like we all are the same type of people, what change is going to happen in the world? How toxic is this world going to become? So we don't really know how toxic these norms are until we open up our eyes and we see how we have to change it in order for it to fit our needs and not for us to fit their needs. Because in the end, society can't thrive or live without us, because we are society. So why isn't it in our hands to change these norms from being toxic to basically better than this? Because we are supposed to be the ones that are in control. And right now, we are not in control, not even a little bit. So it really doesn't matter what society thinks right now about your social norms if it also affects your mental health. Above all, we have to protect our mental health, our fitness, everything, if we want to be who we want to be. It doesn't matter about the social norms or how we should act if you are not the best person that you can be right now mentally. So when you're thinking about these norms, they can also affect our mental health, because you are striving to become like other people, to fit in, that you constantly lose yourself because you do not know who you are anymore. Now, this toxic and collectivistic ideologies are not going to help anyone at all if we are the same person, because everyone has their own purpose in life. So the world is constantly evolving, but it seems that the standards are not. They are constantly toxic. No matter how many times they change, they're always going to be toxic, because they only want to fit one specific type of people, which we said are the rich people, who are the upper class, who can change no matter how expensive it is, how much time it takes. They are always people that they make the social norms, basically. But the people who are kind of less fortunate or have not been really fortunate in some other aspects or are born in a different way, we are basically behind the starting point of loving yourself, because you are seeing like all these manipulations on the internet saying this is how you should look like, but in reality everyone should look like how they want to look like and not how others are saying they should look like. But we're gonna take a little break. So this is Trainwreck by James Arthur.
Laying in the silence, waiting for the sirens, signs, any signs, I'm alive still. I don't wanna lose it, but I'm not getting through this. Hey, should I pray, should I pray, yeah, to myself, to a God, to a Savior who can unbreak the broken, unsaid these spoken words, find hope in the hopeless, hold me out of the train wreck, unburn the ashes, unshed the reactions now. Underneath our bad blood, we've still got a sanctum home. Still a home, still a home, yeah. It's not too late to build it back, cause a one in a million chance is still a chance, still a chance. And I will take those odds. I'll break the broken, I said these spoken words, find hope in a hopeless, hold me out of the train wreck, unburn the ashes, unshed the reaction time.
So social media should not be controlling how you act. So if you want to act a certain way, if you want to talk a certain way, if you want to look a certain way, then you should go all out, because it's not really in their hand about telling you this is the way you should dress, this is the way you should talk. But social media is basically us, because we can turn off the screens and right in front of us is real life and our futures. So why don't we go and get our futures without looking at what other people think? So you know when you've felt like your actions weren't yours because you felt controlled by other people or controlled by society? That is actually really common, because without knowing, we are influenced by our environment and what is deemed normal by others. But normal isn't really normal in everyone's books, because what's normal to me might not be normal to you, because we're all born in a different way, we're all brought up with different families. So how do we know that your normal is my normal? So basically, we can never know everyone's norms, because it's so different when you're from different cultures, you're from different backgrounds, and different things happen in your life. So things may not happen in my life, but they are happening in yours, even if we're from the same culture or from the same country. But that doesn't mean that what we're doing is wrong. You're doing what you feel is right, no matter what other people think. Because what matters most is yourself, your mental health, and not losing yourself. Because you can't be in a society that everyone is losing themselves. It's gonna get more toxic, more disasters might happen, because people do not know how to control themselves, because they feel like they are the ones being controlled. So being restricted and put into a category saying do this and don't do this really negatively influences us from doing things that really make us happy. And it's really toxic when you're telling someone, especially a teenager or a young adult, what they can and can't do, because it just makes them want to execute these horrible things that you're saying they can do even more. And it makes them have in their mind a folder saying, this is bad, I should never do this. Well, what if that action that they're saying is bad is actually good for you, but it's a blessing in disguise? So how can you say, don't do this, but you can do this, when you don't know which one is actually toxic to their eyes or not? We're all following a blind book that says this is what we should do. But the world is constantly evolving. But how come the standards are not? How come it's in our DNA to create toxic traits that are passed down from generation to generation? These toxic traits are not helping anyone but social media, because it keeps that screen in charge of us. It keeps us most of the time wanting to go back to social media because you have nothing else to do. You are basically manipulated to go back to that toxic relationship that you're having with social media. And it's important to identify these toxic norms and these toxic standards, because you have to change them not to only help yourself, but to help the future generations. Because what you're doing is you're basically telling yourself and the person in the next generation of what they can be, who they can be, what they can do, and what they can't do. And the thing is, if you keep learning these toxic traits from now, it's gonna get harder to get rid of them when you're older, because the older generations are always gonna be looking up to you and mimicking these actions. So it takes some time to actually change these toxic traits. But what's important is that you identify first. You identify these traits that are in yourself or are in the people around you and say, okay, this is not what I want to do. This is not who I want to be. And then you work step by step by implicating new traits that are not toxic. So you know what to do when this situation happens, so you don't go back to this state of constantly making the same mistake over and over and over again. So you're basically fixing that toxic trait by implementing something that is healthy underneath it, because now that trait has become healthy. So now you're able to teach not only yourself but the future generations that it's okay to have gone through some toxic traits, but at least you are changing yourself and you are not conforming to the norms that are basically inachievable. So that is what's important. It's important to stay true to who you are, no matter what other people say, no matter what society thinks, because in the end, again, it's your life. You close the screen, you turn off the screen. What is waiting for you, your family, your friends, a whole life in front of you, school, university, your future, basically. And you know that these norms, they're going to change anyways. So why are you running to something that will constantly be running away from you? But you have to remind yourself that it's okay to want to look a certain way. It's okay to want to change these things inside of you, but at least change them so you want to be happy, not so other people are happy. Because in a way, we don't know when social media is influencing us, but it's easy to know when you're happy if you're doing an act. So you should choose which acts you should do, or like which actions, how you should talk, who you are, basically, and make it into the best version of yourself. Because in the end, you are yourself. Social media is just a screen, and social norms are not forever. These toxic traits can be changed, and it's in your hands. So this was Digital Perfection for this week. See you next week on 90s FM Radio with Ganatullah.
Sometimes I think I overthink, and I start to feel anxiety. There were times I couldn't even breathe, but you never once abandoned me. I tried to scare you away, showed you the door, you doored me anyway. Peace of mind, you were my peace of mind. Yeah, you love, yeah, you love, yeah, you love me when I was unstable. Never judge, never judge me when I was unable to love myself, so trust myself. Yeah, you love, yeah, you love, yeah, you love me when I was unstable. White knuckles trying to hold my sanity. Not every wound is a kind of bleed. Never know where my mind's gonna turn on me. But you're the one I call for security. These memories have been toxic. I tried to wean and get off it. Through everything, you've been my rock. I think you're the only thing I didn't get wrong. How I know God was listening. Every night when I would pray. Judge me when I was unable.